What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. And today, we already know what we're doing. In case you don't remember, you weren't there for yesterday's podcast. I'm going to say the big time free agents, talk about them, say their points this past year, what type of player they are, what their biggest strengths are, where they would fit in most contenders, and just overall about them. So we're going to go down the line. Thank you to Cap Brenly for this information on free agents ranked by points. So I'm going to go down there. I'm going to pick out free agents that I think are very good. You can really help any contending team out in a big way. And I'm going to explain them, and I'm going to see what they did this past year, what type of player they are, what they can be for most contenders, and just overall about them, as I just said I was going to do. Let's jump straight into it. Again, thank you to Cap Friendly, online website for NHL. You can do the search of NHL free agents, and Cap Friendly will be one of the first options. Okay, so first, Sam Reinhart, past year, played for the Florida Panthers, helped them win the Stanley Cup. In the regular season, he had an 82 games, but he played every single game this year. He got 57 goals, 37 assists from 94 points. He was a plus 29 on the ice. He was great. This is just forwards and defensemen, by the way. I'm going to get to goalies after. But we're starting with this. Reinhart. I'm going to assume that he's going to resign with Florida. Probably long term. Anyway, for 4 to 6 years, probably going to be his contract length. So, yeah, I don't know. But if he does decide to test free agent waters, he's probably going to get a big contract either way. He's probably going to get north of $9 million. He just scored him 60 goals this last year, and one of the biggest pieces of that Stanley Cup winning team. He's going to get north of $9 million. Probably for like four to 6 years, depending on who signs him. So he's probably going to get a bag. So I don't know if Florida's going to decide to, like, let him go and just try to sign more depth pieces. And for Vladimir Tarasenko, if they're going to decide to re-sign him and let him not get much more depth. I don't know. It really depends on what they want to do with their team. But, yeah. Next, we're going to talk about Steven Stamkos. He is 34 years of age. He is, his past year, he played 79 games. He had 40 goals, 41 assists for 81 points. Yeah, he was a minus 21, which is not good. Steven Stamkos has been a captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning for over a decade. He won 2 cups with them, been to 3 Stanley Cups, been through ups and downs with this team. And this year, I'm pretty sure he's testing free agency. They might resign him, I don't know. But he's probably going to get quite a bit of money, but he's not going to get, like, a mind-boggling type of money. I think he will get quite a bit of money, though, because of his skill. But only reason why he's not getting a little bit more is because of his age. He is 34, so he doesn't have that much years. He only has probably, like, 5 years left in the league, if that. So, I don't know. Overall, I think he's going to sign somewhere else, but I don't know where, honestly. I don't know where he's going to get signed. Okay, going back to his biggest strength, his one-timer on the left side of the ice. It's wicked, bro. Top 3 one time in the league, probably, honestly. He's more of a sniper. He definitely has a wrist shot and one-timer power, none other. Fantastic shooter. Able to shoot the puck really well. He can slide in anywhere in the top 6. Like, he can play second line left winger, or maybe first line left winger if you need him to be, but more likely a second line left winger. Very, very good one. Very, very good in the power play. I've already said that one-timer. He very good on the power play and can slide it anywhere. So if you would pick up Steven Stamkos to any team, especially a contending team, then I hope your team elevate to the next level of contention. Next, we're going to go down to Jake Guentzel. This past year, he played for the Carolina Hurricanes. He is 29. I think he is going to re-sign with the Hurricanes. The reason why I say that is because he flits in like a glove with Carolina. He fits in like a glove. He's very good. He's kind of like a Stamkos, but he has more playmaking. He has a very, very good shot, but he can also make very great passes. So it's very good for Carolina for their type of play. He's a very good playmaker as well. This past year, he played 67 games, 30 goals, 47 assists, or 77 points. He was a plus 25, which is what you love to see as any team, honestly. He plays left wing and right wing, so he plays anywhere on the wing. Like I said, with Steven, he can play in the top six. He can definitely play in the first line, but he can also play in the second line if you already have two great wingers. He's definitely a top six forward, and he can slide in really on any line. He's very good, and somebody you would like to pick up. Next, Lucas Raymond. This past year, you play the Red Wings. I do think he's going to re-sign at the Red Wings pretty convincingly. I'm very confident. He played both sides of the wing. Wing, right wing, left wing. This game's played. He played 82 games with 31 goals, 41 assists, for 72 points. He was a minus 12, which is unfortunate, but it's okay. He has a very good shot as well. But he's a very fantastic playmaker, and he's very good on the power play, knowing the fact that he can do both of those things. He's very good in the power play. He's very good at facilitating the power play. He has a fantastic one-timer as well, and it's just very, very good player for the top six of any team, but he's definitely re-signed. Knowing the fact he's only 22, the Detroit is not letting him go, and he is going to get signed. I don't know how much. Probably going to get signed for, like, five mil. I would say, like, 5 mil, probably. Maybe even more, 5 to 7 mil probably, depending on how much he really thinks he's worth. I don't know. Next, Pavelski's probably going to retire. So Seth Jarvis is a Carolina Hurricane this past year. I think he will resign. I don't know for how much. He could play right wing, your center. He, in 80 games played this past year, he put up 25 goals, 40 assists, and 65 points. He is a very good playmaker. He can make plays out of nothing. He's very good passing, but he can also shoot the puck very well as well. He's been with the Hurricanes for his entire career. He's not been very long. He's only 22, but I don't think the Hurricanes will let that type of player go. Knowing the fact they're going to let up another player, which I will mention later, probably let him go because he really, really wants to go. But he's a very good piece on the power play, and if they lose two huge pieces as a team, it's not going to be very good, so they definitely want to re-sign this guy. Matt Duchene's next up for the Stars. He is past year played 30 Stars. It's kind of like a rental. He picked him up at the trade deadline. And it's kind of just like a rental to stay there, try to get him. I don't know if he was down there or not. I don't honestly know. I think he will actually. I think he does resign. He's 33 years of age. He can play right wing or center. He put up 65 points in 80 games last year. Oh, yeah, he was very, very good. Very good. He is definitely, like, he can definitely shoot the puck very well, but he's very good positionally, I think. He's not, like, no power play margin. He's very good even strength. Moving on to Vladimir Tarasenko. He's 32 years of age. He also played on the Florida Panthers last year, winning the Stanley Cup. In 76 games, he put up 23 goals, 32 assists, and 55 points. Very, very nice shot. He's very skilled, and he's very intelligent when it comes to the fact that, like, he knows where to be. Because he's a veteran. This is the second Stanley Cup he won with the Blues in 2019. Very good. Next up, Quentin Byfield. I think he's re-signing. He's only 21, and he just broke out last year. He's very, very skilled. Like, he is very skilled. Like, he's fantastic passing, great shot, but the absolutely gorgeous handle. Very skilled player. He just broke out this past year. He only had 55 points. No, never mind. He got 53 points, actually. No, he got 55 points. Never mind. I'm just messing up the players because they're so close together. But, yeah, that's what he did last year. He's a very skilled player. He's good in the power play as well for any team. But the Kings are definitely re-signing. I'm pretty convinced about that one. Next up, Tuukka Rantanen for the Carolina Hurricanes. I think they're going to re-sign him. He put up 53 points last year. Not that great, but he's good offensively and very good defensively. He's a top six player for them. He usually plays second line center behind Sebastian Aho usually. But he can play other places too if he really needed to. Actually, no, he doesn't. He usually plays left wing, your right wing. On the Hurricanes, my philosophy, he played center, but nope. I think it's Marty Nietzsche's last year, he played second line center. But anyways, speaking of Marty Nietzsche, going on to him, we got Marty Nietzsche. This is a guy Hurricanes probably gonna lose. He's only 25 years of age. He put up 53 points. He's very good offensively, very good in the power play, but he's very good defensively too. Very all around 200-foot player, but he does not want to stay at Carolina anymore. He wants to go to a place that he can overall get more playing time. Hurricanes, he will be playing in the second line. He wants to get first line minutes, which he'll probably get on whatever team he goes to because he has to accept the contract, obviously. But he's going to leave Hurricane. That's why I said they're going to probably re-sign the first two guys that I just mentioned. Next, Adam Henrique for the Oilers. He got over to the Oilers. He's probably going to test free agency. It was just a rental with the Oilers. He's 34 years of age. Last year, he put up 51 points in the regular season, 82 games. He's very good. He's definitely a bottom six player. Depth piece, but he's very good at that depth piece. Very good. Thomas Harley next. Patrick Kane, actually, is next. People think that he might have been washed, but he's not at all. He's 35 years of age. He put up 47 points in 50 games. Very, very good for the Hurricanes. Very, very skilled. I think most of you guys already know what Patrick Kane is. If not, you can search his highlights. Next time is Harley for the Stars. They're probably going to re-sign him. He's only 22 years old as a defenseman. Put 47 points, 79 games. The defenseman is fantastic. Next, Elias Lindholm plays for Vancouver. He's more of a rental. I think what's honestly going to happen with him is he's going to get, like, a one-year, like, prove-it deal. Like, if he does really good, he's going to get re-signed the next year. But if he doesn't, he's going to not get re-signed. So, he put 44 points in 75 games last year. He wasn't very all that, like, great in the regular season, but he proved that it was being good in the regular season. But your pro season, but can he put that together for a full regular season? Probably going to try to prove that next year. I don't know. Let's see what he does, though. I'm going to scroll down here. Mo Sider, probably going to re-sign him, I hope. They'll see here if there's any other big ones. Not really. There is a couple other big ones, but I don't need any more. Next is going to be goaltenders. I'm going to search. Sort these by we do save percentage. I'll sort them by save percentage, honestly. Why not? Let's see. Okay, first of all, actually, I don't know if that's the best, probably by games played for sure. And I also want, can we do like goaltenders? Yes, okay, good. Update results. Okay, Cam Talbot for the LA Kings. He's probably going to get released. He's not their guy. He's 34 years of age. He had a 2-point. He's pretty good stats. He had 913 save percentage, but I don't know. UPL Sabres are probably probably have to re-sign him. Honestly, he's so young and so good. Swayman Boston's definitely re-signing him. He's probably either top five. At least top 10 goal in the league. They just traded Linus Ullmark, the other good goalie. They have to sign him because they made a full commitment to him because he's only 25. LA Samsonov for the Maple Leafs, they're probably going to let him go because they're probably going to go after another big-time goaltender. They're probably letting him go. He's only 27 years of age. He didn't really play much for him last year. Apple Kakinen for the Devils, he's probably letting him go because he would just be a third string. So they got Drake Allen and Drake Markstrom now. Got Wedgwood, he'll probably be re-signed from Dallas to be a backup. Casey Smith, same thing, Vancouver, he's probably going to get re-signed to be a backup. Antti Stolarz, so the Panthers, probably going to test free agency, either that. He'll get re-signed to be a backup role behind Sergei Bobrovsky. Carter Hart for the Flyers, he's probably going to get re-signed. Reimer for the Red Wings, probably going to get let go. Same thing with Antti Raanta. Kevin Lankin is probably going to get re-signed with the Predators. That's about it, though, honestly. Hold up, guys, I'm going to... Okay. But I don't think there's any other big goaltending free agents, honestly. We got down here. That's about it, honestly, guys. That's it for today's episode. I mean, yeah. I will also, since Patrick Laine is more than likely going to get traded, I will talk about him real quick here, guys. Okay, so Patrick Laine is for the Columbus Blue Jackets. He is very, very good. He has one of the best shots and one-timers in the league. He's very good in the power play, definitely a top 6-4, and he wants out. He requested a trade. And him and the Blue Jackets are both working on getting him out. So, I don't know where he's probably going to fit in the top six in any contending team. And I'm very excited to see where he goes. As soon as he gets traded, I will talk about it in this podcast as well as every other big trade, big free agent signings. I will talk about it here on this podcast, the next episode, as soon as possible. So, that's it for today's episode. Today is about 14 minutes and 40 seconds. See you tomorrow's episode for my final NHL mock draft. First round, peace.